Brett Hollander back here on WBAL. We're joined now by the Orioles general manager, Dan Duquette, who I am sure is running on fumes. Dan, how are you?
I'm good today, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing very well. An exciting time for the Orioles organization. Let's start with Dylan Bundy and that call up today. The thought process behind it.
Well, Dylan's worked hard from the start of spring training to get himself into a position to pitch in the big leagues. And we have an opportunity for him today to support the major league staff because of the number of innings that we had our bullpen pitch last night. And Dylan's been down since the end of the double-A season. After he won a game in the playoffs for Bowie, he's been down in the instructional league. And, he's in shape and he's ready to go, and we have an opportunity for him.
Dan, how close is he to that hard innings limit? How many more could he pitch?
Oh, he's got some room to go. I don't think that's an issue. The volume of his pitching and the intensity, we've watched that very closely during the year. So I don't think that's a big issue right now. He's got some time where he can continue to pitch and help us.
Is there any concern the fact that he has only started in his professional career that theoretically he probably will be coming out of the bullpen to make his major league debut?
Well, Weaver used to break in the pitchers when they came to the big leagues out of the bullpen, right? That worked out pretty good for that Oriole group.
Yeah, it did.
And, Dylan did, he did pitch in relief out in the Futures game. He didn't start that game out in Kansas City because I watched him warm up in the bullpen. And Dylan has his routine, and he's worked hard to get into a position to be in the big leagues. In fact, he's pointed a lot of his energy for a good part of his life, towards this day. And we're not asking him to do anything other than, to go out and throw strikes and do his job. This is a good ball club with a good pitching staff and a very good defense. Dylan, I think he'll fit right in. He got some good experience this year in A ball and distinguished himself and his pitches, with a lot of strikeouts and a low walk rate. And then he went to Double A and he did a good job there and won a game for them in the playoffs. And the kid's got a lot of talent. He's got a great arm, this is part of the part of the maturation process for me. We're not recalling him and expect him to do anything other than, throw strikes and do the best he can.
Orioles GM Dan Duquette is with us here on WBAL. Dan, I guess it's kind of interesting, and I would like you to kind of think back in your lifetime of being a baseball executive. Rarely do you see a team in firm contention at the end with so many young players either contributing or on the roster right now. It's interesting to have two guys who are going to be basically 20 years and younger who are very highly touted prospects, one contributing every day, one we'll see. But usually you see that maybe with a team that's way out of contention and they're really thinking about next year. So not only, in my mind, does this bode well right now for the Baltimore Orioles, but the future looks increasingly bright when you look at the kind of players that are contributing to this team on a daily basis and then, of course, the two highly touted guys with the big club right now.
Well, I think it speaks more to the unique ability of the players of Manny Machado and Dylan Bundy that they are in this position, at this stage of their career. Certainly their draft position, Manny was drafted third in the country and Dylan four, shows that they have unique skill and ability, right? Because they were picked before a lot of other players in the country. So, they distinguished themselves, but with their ability and it was recognized in the draft, but, they're continuing to develop and be in a position to help the team. So, they have superior physical ability and they've been working diligently in our training program, to learn their job. These are two players that want to be pros for a long time. Like I said, they're part of a team of many, many talented players. Weeders have a great year. Jones having a great year. Marquecas, all uniquely talented players. Marquecas, I think, was seventh in the in the draft. Weeders, I think, was 5. You know, so, you know, they're in good company when they come to the team based on their ability. And, you know, now they just need to learn their job at the major league level. And, you know, Buck does a good job with young ball players, creating the atmosphere where they can learn their job and have confidence to go out and do their job.
Dan, final question, and on extremely personal level, not to sound too tacky, I guess, you're 10 years removed from being a GM. Here you are, 15 days to go in the regular season, basically. Your club neck and neck for first place in the American League East. How much fun are you having right now, Dan?
Well, you know, yeah, I was so proud of our team last night. I mean, those guys that were coming in out of the bullpen, they were so determined to win the game, and our players grinded out every single pitch, every at bat, and, you know, finally we broke through. And, you know, I was just so pleased. It was an awesome effort by the organization last night, and I was glad that we came out with a win. And, you know, it's fun when you win those close ones, and, you know, that's a lot of times the difference. It's a small difference, but really our great pitching arms and good bullpen has won so many games for us this year. It's fun to watch.
Orioles general manager Dan Duquette. Dan, thank you so much. Best of luck. We'll see you coming up at Camden Yards in really just a few days.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Take care.
That's Dan Duquette. We're back with more next on WBAL.